practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin the program with that old hymn of the faith, Heaven Came Down. Amen. And of course, that's talking about what it is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven came down when Jesus came to this earth and suffered and bled and died for us on the cross and then rose again from the grave to provide salvation for us. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, glory does fill our soul. I trust that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Well, it's a true joy to bring you this radio broadcast as we do every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station with the intent to prepare our hearts to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I trust that you are going to a good, solid church today. If you are here in central Pennsylvania and you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us this morning, where we will have Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then we always have a midweek service. At 6:30 on Wednesday night, we gather for the children and youth, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather together also for prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is giving us a great study through the book of Ephesians. And so I would invite you to drop by and visit us here. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. You can go to our website and learn more about our ministry, and that web address is simply fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. You can also write to us if you have a question about the Bible or something that we might be able to help you with. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you may call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And if we can help you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. We'd love to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't know him, and we'd love to help you walk with the Lord and grow in Christ if you do know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Don't hesitate to contact us. I want to mention that 2 days ago on Friday, I had the memorial service of Lloyd Peck. Lloyd Peck was a member of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona for many, many years. But many of you probably know him as one who is very, very active in the community, particularly as it relates to the military. Lloyd, of course, is one who for many, many years led the various parades that took place here in Altoona, basically on Memorial Day and on Veterans Day and so forth. But he was also very much involved at the Veterans Hospital here in Altoona. He was a veteran. He had a heart for the veterans, and he did everything that he could to improve the veterans, whether we're talking about an individual veteran or the organization of veterans. Lloyd Peck was a great man of God. We loved him here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Many of you who knew him loved him as well. And I just want to talk about him today because he made such a positive impact, not only in our community, but also in our church. And how we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we've had to get to know Lloyd Peck and work along with him, and we're going to miss him greatly. Lloyd Peck, one who knew and loved the Lord, one who knew and had a great heart for the military, one who made Altoona and Blair County a better place to live because of all of his involvement. And truly, we're going to miss him. I want to encourage you that coming up in the month of March, we will be having a month of missions here at the Faith Baptist Church. Normally, we have a missions conference that lasts 4 or 5 days, maybe up to a week. But this year, we are dedicating the entire month of April to missions. And our theme is Forward in Faith for Missions. Forward in Faith for Missions. And I want to encourage you to pray for us as we focus on missions. And once again, you can go to our website and see how we will be involving ourselves in a missions emphasis in the month of April. Again, that website is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's simply fbcaltoona.org. I would encourage you to pray for us as we focus on missions and sending people around the world to preach the gospel to those who do not know the Lord. Missions is something that is very close to the heart of God, both in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. And missions is something that every individual Christian and every local church should be involved with. And that's why we attempt to be both missions-minded and missions-hearted here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. I would ask you to pray for us as we focus on missions throughout the month of April. Come on out during a Sunday service with us in this month of April, that is, and you'll be hearing special missions presentations, special missions speakers, and special missions challenges. And I think that you'll be blessed and encouraged by it. But pray for us particularly as we dedicate the month of April to missions. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the opportunity that we have together around the radio today. I thank you for providing this opportunity that we have to get out your word through radio so that we can prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Father, you know the spiritual need of everyone under the sound of my voice at this moment. For those who do not know you, it's my prayer that they'll come to know you through faith in Christ, and that those who do know you will grow in their walk with and relationship with Jesus Christ. But take the broadcast and use it for your glory and your glory alone, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here's a violin solo with that old hymn of the faith, When Morning Gilds the Skies. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 15, 16, and 17, where the Word of God says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15, 16, and 17. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Unique Elements of Christianity, let's listen to the quartet as they sing Your Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Here's a time come again someday.
You know, down through the years, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor Gary, how do we know that Christianity is the right way? The right way to heaven? The right religion to be involved with? Well, when that question is asked, I normally respond by saying, well, Christianity is not a religion, but it is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we are talking about Christianity, we are talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And Christianity is real because Jesus Christ and his work for us on the cross was real. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so Christianity is real because Christianity is based upon the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was real, who is real, who is the Savior of the world, who suffered and bled and died and then rose again from the grave so that through faith in him, everybody can be saved. But why is Christianity the right pattern to follow? What are the unique elements of Christianity that make it real? Well, I don't have the time to get into all the scriptures that I'd like to share with you today. And so I might encourage you to have a piece of paper and pencil ready or pen to write down the scriptures that I'm going to give you for each one of the reasons why I give you that Christianity is real, it's the right way to heaven, and it's quite unique. So please write down these verses and study them on your own. First of all, Christianity is real simply because of the fact that we have a risen living Savior. We have a risen living Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 reminds us of the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that after he arose again from the grave, he was seen of many, many people, including 500 people at once. And so there's a lot of proof of his resurrection. And I've often said that the best proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the way that he changes the lives of those who believe upon him. Many of the other religions of the world, in fact, every other religion of the world, has a religious leader. But those religious leaders are dead. Muhammad is dead. Buddha is dead. Confucius is dead. But when we go to the grave of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is empty. He is not there, because we have a resurrected living Savior who will live for all of eternity. The second reason why we say that Christianity is unique and the right religion, as it were, to follow is because we have the indwelling Holy Spirit living in us. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, that God has given us His Holy Spirit to dwell within us. Now, the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. Keep in mind that the Trinity is made up of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And only Christianity has the indwelling Holy Spirit that lives in the lives of those who are saved and those who are born again. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we are able to have the strength and the wisdom and the direction to live for the Lord. All these other religions of the world are religions based upon the works of the individual. But as Christians, our ministry, our life, is based upon the working of the Holy Spirit in and through us, enabling us and directing us to do the will of God. No other religion on the face of the earth has God living in them through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, Christianity is unique and true and real because we have the inspired Word of God. We have the Bible. Genesis chapters 1:1 through Revelation 22:21 consists of the Word of God. And I want to remind you that the Bible does not contain the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us that, where it says, "For all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." It is the Word of God, the Bible, that enables Christians to be what God would have us to be. And there is no other religion in the world that has the Word of God in the Bible as does Christianity. And it's through the Word of God we can come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and grow in Christ. The fourth reason why Christianity is unique and the only true religion, as it were, in the world is because through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of all of our sin. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 reminds us that through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, paying the wage of sin for every one of us through His shed blood. And when we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save us, all of our sin is taken away, past, present, and future. And there is no other religion on the face of the earth that promises that, because there is no other religion on the face of the earth where their religious leader suffered and bled and died and rose again from the grave to offer the forgiveness of sins to all who call upon the name of the Lord. And what a joy it is to know that no matter what a person's sin or sins may be, when they call upon the name of the Lord, those sins are taken away, and that individual can have then the assurance of heaven in the land without tears and a time without end. The fifth reason why we say that Christianity is unique and the only true religion in the world is because we have a blessed inheritance in heaven. We can look forward to heaven, a land without tears, and a time without end. And that's brought out for us many, many places within the Word of God. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it tells us that through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a lively or a living hope to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And now we can rejoice over the fact that as Christians, we know for certain that when this life is over, we will go to heaven. We don't need to doubt that. We don't need to question it. It's a fact. It's a reality that those of us who are Christians are as certain of heaven today as if we've been there already for 1,000 years. Christianity is real because Jesus Christ is real. You know, we're coming up on the Easter season, and in just a couple of weeks, we will be celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's all because of the fact that Jesus Christ came forth out of that grave triumphantly on the third day that enables us to have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life and enables us to realize that Christianity is the one true religion, if we want to use that word, on the face of the earth. My question is, are you a Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? If you've not yet called upon the name of the Lord, then you're still spiritually lost. If you would have died last night, you would be in hell, bound for a Christless eternity, separated from God. But if you know Christ as Savior, if you would have died last night, you would have gone to heaven to spend eternity with Him in the land without tears and a time without end. Christianity is real because Jesus Christ is real. Christianity is real because the salvation that Jesus Christ offered is real. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you today to call upon His name. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me, and He will. And then get involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where you can grow spiritually along with others of like precious faith. I'm thankful that I'm a Christian, and I'm thankful that Christianity is real, and I trust that you can say amen along with me. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. I trust that you'll go to church today, but until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus, truly the best is yet to come. God bless you today.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.